Now, the 17-minute energy practice, this DVD, does it include or sitting? You said something on the break about sitting. I can
The 17-minute one is a qigong. So
right.
That one is a standing repetitive mm-hmm. exercise.
Okay.
We have another one we call sitting tai chi.
That okay.
is, the whole DVD is an hour long. The first segment is about 7 minutes, and it's a healing facial massage. So you
Ooh.
Massage your own face in ways that we tell you. So all of the points of the body are represented in the ear. There's a
exactly.
point in the ear that represents every part of the body. So part of it is massaging the mm-hmm. ins and outs of your ear really,
oh,
really
just
well,
sitting
right?
There, huh?
Yeah, that stimulates the internal organs and everything else. So, and then a sitting exercise.
Oh, cool.
That.
Well, that sounds good because, again, I'm kind of laid up right now. And if I could pop in a DVD because my knee hurts and just massage my ear, that sounds heavenly. So let's talk a little more about that after the break. That sounds great, Tommy. Thanks. Welcome back to the Glenda the Good Nurse Show here on K-Star 1400 AM. I'm Dr. Glenda Christians, President of the American Holistic Nurses Association and Director of Nursing at Fortis College in Salt Lake City. So glad you're here. I've got a special guest, Tommy Kirkhoff, here talking about Tai Chi. And I love Tai Chi, and I'm going to get back to it, especially now that you've given me this DVD. So thank you, Tommy.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about sitting, because I my knee is pretty well trashed up. So how can I sit and do Tai Chi? Doesn't sound right.
Well, one of the DVDs that we offer, actually the one that we think is the most important one we've created so far,
mm-hmm.
we call it Sitting Tai Chi. Now, obviously, you're not moving around doing the dance if you're in a chair.
Right.
But it starts with the facial massage, and then it's, I think it's probably 45 minutes of sitting exercises.
Wow.
And the most important part of it is the breathing is all coached. So you don't have to think about the breathing, because when we do the exercises, it's all, I'm saying, breathe in,
nice.
Breathe out. And so by the time if you don't want to watch the whole thing, if you do 30 minutes of it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You have been breathing, you know, for the whole time. You've been moving and breathing.
Mm-hmm. And again, breathing's very, very healing. And I can't help but think, because of my knee that's all swollen and red, I think more oxygen is going to help me.
It will.
It increases your immune system and just totally enhances healing, helps my inflammation to get taken care of.
Well, so. People should not discount a sitting exercise DVD because it's sitting.
Yeah.
Because you take the greatest athlete in the world, that guy gets hurt or that woman gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
and then what's she going to do? What I always say is you can only exercise to the level you understand. Right? So if you never made it out of second grade, you might understand jumping jacks, and you're lost on, you know, the Blue Lagoon. You can only do jumping jacks because that's all you ever learned. Well,
right.
If you learned Tai Chi and Qigong, you learned high level exercise. So we have these sitting exercises with integrated breathing
mm-hmm.
exercises that are healing. So it could be for an athlete, it could be for elderly, it can be for anybody. You shouldn't
wow.
discount it just because it's sitting. It's still mm-hmm. really good stuff.
Yeah. And I think we shouldn't underestimate how bad sitting is for us and the
that
atrophy.
That is key. That's right. We sit way too much.
Exactly. So if we can exercise, I'm thinking it'd be nice to just do some Tai Chi while I'm sitting at my computer.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, because sitting, I bike all the time for my knee health, and that's why my knee's blown out right now, because I haven't been biking for 3 months. But what I notice is I focus on biking and I'm losing upper body strength. Again, 57 years old, and I'm losing stuff, right? I'm going to ground, as
right.
they say. And so sitting can't be a good thing, and I do it a lot. So yeah, I think we need to realize that our muscles atrophy very quickly.
And that's your choice. Yeah. You choose to bike, and that is a sitting,
uh-huh.
that's a sitting exercise.
Mm-hmm. A good point. I never thought of that. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't do any upper body stuff, so I think sitting and doing Tai Chi would help me to maintain flexibility. As we age, I know we lose flexibility in our shoulders, for instance, especially if we're at a computer, because my shoulders get kind of hunched, and I lose flexibility in that shoulder. So does Tai Chi help to keep joints flexible?
Yeah, of course.
Open them up.
It's part of it is the posture, you
mm-hmm.
know, and the way you hold your back and hold your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
keep the shoulders dropped. And then like the sitting exercises that we offer, we call it proper mobilization
mm-hmm.
of the joints. I mean, if you lift weights, they're usually you're singling out certain muscles,
right?
And so that's not exactly proper mobilization. You want to, as you get older, to keep those joints mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to do the kinds of exercise that will keep you mobile.
Oh, I think you have a good point. Because I could do weightlifting, and there's lots of studies on weightlifting about how it's good for weight loss, it's good for everything. But yeah, if you don't have mobility in your joints, wow, what's the point?
Right.
What's the point? Because really, just going up and down stairs. Right now, for me to get up and down stairs is hard. Just
if you lose mobility in one joint, then you lose mobility for your whole body.
Well, I'm learning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one little knee. I'm learning that.